Well, it depends because the school that Julie or that Amelia is going to.
Okay, she's going to an exception.
Right.
In your normal everyday school, when do they start teaching foreign languages?
Midwest U.S. is.
Yeah, the Midwest is behind on that. But in South Carolina, different elementary schools, because Julie chose that school because they felt it was the best school for Amelia. But their foreign language that they teach is French. Julie would have loved to have had her go to one that teaches French.
That doesn't come off.
But different elementary
schools. But how many elementary schools nationwide teach a second language?
Not that many.
It is required in Korea, no matter what school you go to, you start your second language from the first day you walk into that school building.
And is it always English?
English or another language. They're required to have three by the time they hit their middle school.
We learn an English
We don't touch it, for the most part, but we can't touch
it. In the education.
And it's not a requirement for graduation.
Are those my eyes?
Not all those countries.
Bilingual.
Countries that are starting to require every darn sign to be written. But I've also seen countries that are written in different languages.
Open.
So I agree we're the most open cultures, but I disagree that we're the most bilingual.
Close.
I personally think we are being closed.
Open.
We definitely are.
Closed. Open.
Sometimes I think we over-exaggerate the cultural quality.
No, we're most accepting of other cultures. We don't expect people to.
And you're getting a very poor people that okay if you come into
But as to the patriarchy, that's part of cultural education. You never use a word or phrase that implies that the child's home language.
Don't touch my eyeball.
What?
So you're not supposed to say English is the correct way, or this is the correct way. You're never supposed to say that in education. This is the format of standard English.
Okay.
Never implying that there's Spanish-English mixed that either one is incorrect. Again, I kind of disagree with if you're mixing English and Spanish, you're incorrect. But you're never supposed to say that to a kid in a true multicultural educational system.
I would just look at that and say, sorry, I just don't understand what you're saying. Could you try to mind language, please?
Is that when we went to France, they weren't so accepting about the fact that me and Callie only knew English.
But they would have been if you would have tried a few French words.
We did.
Okay. They're typically, countries are a little bit more accepting of that. I mean, Korea, they'd sit there and speak Korean to you, and when you start speaking English, they'll give you the dumbest look known to man until you try one Korean word. Then suddenly, perfect English. They just want to know you're attempting to learn their language.
Are you having a problem?
Mommy!
Alex, can you say, help, please?
Help. Help.
France may be an exception, though, because France does hate anything England or English to the France core.
They're a people unto themselves. They're French.
So yeah, we used a couple words, and then I don't know what you're saying. Can you please speak it in English? And then they say it in English, but say it so fast. They're asking them, don't understand them.
Yeah.
Like, give us steady
because
look.
The accent is so strong.
Yeah.